On the topic of the Day of Atonement, selected excerpts, excerpt number 16. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, why are they regarded as good days, festives, although they are judgments? Judgment relates primarily to the wholeness that appears on those times. There's a fear that the outer ones, the external ones, might come into self-reception in mind and heart. This is why we must increase the awakening for repentance. Repentance means returning the desire to receive into being a desire to bestow, and by this we return to adhere to the upper source and are rewarded to eternal dvikut.
Okay, I don't see questions. Ask them again.
Again, excerpt number 16 from Rabash. Why are Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur regarded as good days, although they are judgment? Judgment relates primarily to the wholeness that appears on those times. There's fear that the external ones might come into self-reception in mind and heart. This is why we must increase the awakening for repentance. Repentance means returning the desire to receive into being a desire to bestow. By this, we return to adhesion with the upper source and are awarded eternal dvikut.
I
think it's clear to everyone, more or less. Generally speaking, we talked about it a lot. Okay, next.
Excerpt number 17. Because he has no feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and because he does not know how to appreciate the glory of heaven and how not to harm it, therefore he asks forgiveness from the Creator to help him and give him the strength to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. Meaning, to have the power to overcome and strengthen in faith in the Creator. Again, excerpt number 17. Because he has no feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and because he does not know how to appreciate the glory of heaven and how not to harm it, therefore, he asks forgiveness from the Creator to help him and give him the strength to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. Meaning to have the power to overcome and strengthen in faith in the Creator.
That's what we need to ask for. PT 18.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to ask you, Rav, a question that's not exactly connected to this. Is that okay?
Yes.
Teacher, without going all the way around, do you think we're going to return to a physical form of connection, or we'll never go back to that and we'll be stuck here behind the computer always?
For the time being, I'm not setting the conditions, but we can certainly not come back.
Why not?
Why not? Aren't you seeing what's going on with the coronavirus? How quickly this virus is leaping from one to another and celebrating?
Teacher, there's media and there's the practice that's happening on every day. I'm every day out there.
I don't know, sir. I don't take impressions from anyone. You understand? From no one. I was told by several doctors that of the age and of the condition that are endangering me. And I shouldn't be among people like you. I'm not like you. I can't afford it. If you will you know, we'll get around, and you might get into a hospital, not too bad. But if I get around and I will get sick, nobody knows how it will be. What will be the conclusion? What will be the fate of the lessons during that time? So I prefer to give you the lesson in this form versus not at all.
Teacher, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about us.
Also you. I don't recommend you enter into uncalculated connections. You should make careful calculations and ask everyone. Also take into consideration that even with the doctors, you don't have anyone to count on. They speak in such ways that the fact that a doctor is saying, yes, you can, doesn't mean that you can. Because the doctors, don't, what do they care? But they don't know. They don't know exactly. That's why we have to maintain a very careful attitude.
We're going to move to the heading, Sins and Transgressions, excerpt number 18. To Rabash, they must believe that there is a leader in the world and that he also watches over with a guidance of the good who does good. When a person does not have such faith, it causes him all the sins that he commits, since it extends from the first iniquity of Adam Rishon that man has the quality of self-love. And naturally, he is incapable of taking upon himself the burden of faith. It follows that everything extends from the first failure when Adam Rishon fell into self-love.
That's just to know. The Creator created the world, the final good world, the correct world, then corrupted it, so we could rise back again from this corruption into the perfect, the whole world.
Rav, a question about the previous excerpt, if it's possible, of being cautioned with the glory of the Creator. Lately, there's a very strong feeling of, it's very hard to describe it with words, but you really feel the necessity for some kind of form of salvation. It's like, oh, it's like you're waiting for something and it's about to come. And the moment you try, so what do I need to ask now? And how do I put it in words? It's as if it kind of dissipates and disappears.
Wait for it to get crystallized more in the inside, and that you'll be able to speak from the heart clearly. The brain will be added to it, and then it'll become clear to everyone.
So what to do with it now? Nothing?
I'll wait a little longer until it ripens and acquires the final form. This has to ripen, like anything that has time. It also needs an internal preparation.
Thank you. Excerpt number 19 from Rabash. A person causing through his sin the descent of Kedusha into the Klipa. It follows that this is regarded as causing at the root of his soul separation between the Creator and Divinity and the Shekhinah. This means that Malchut is not in equivalence of form with Zeranpin being called the giver, the Creator, and Malchut is the receiver, which is the opposite of the giver. That is, all the sins come only from a person wanting to satisfy his will to receive for himself. It follows that he causes separation above at the root of his soul, which is in Malchut. Again, excerpt number 19. A person causes through his sin the descent of Kedusha into the Klipa. It follows that this is regarded as causing at the root of his soul separation between the Creator and the Shechina. This means that Malchut is not an equivalence of form with Zeranpin. Zeranpin is called the giver, the creator, and Malchut is the receiver, which is the opposite of the giver. That is, all the sins come only from a person wanting to satisfy his will to receive for himself. It follows that he causes separation above, at the root of his soul, which is in Malchut. Rav. Okay? Altogether, we need to bring them back to connection between Zeranpin and Malchut. So we will all be connected in order to bestow to one another. And this is how we will practically carry out from our action in the branches a result that takes place in the roots. Let's go.
Excerpt number 20. What is written? Who heals the brokenhearted? We should understand what it means that the Creator heals the brokenhearted. The thing is that it is known that the essence of man is the heart. As our sages said, the merciful one wants the heart. The heart is the vessel that receives the Kedusha from above. It is as we learn about the breaking of the vessels, that if the vessel is broken, everything you put in it will spill out. Likewise, if the heart is broken, meaning the will to receive controls the heart, abundance cannot enter there. Because everything that the will to receive receives will go to the klipot, the peels. This is called the breaking of the heart.
Meaning that's what we need to correct for our heart to be whole. In connection with the friends and in connection with the Creator, this is how we correct our heart from the shattering. Next. Yes.
We spoke about it this morning, the whole week, actually, that faith is a feeling. It's the feeling of the Creator, of the quality of bestowal.
Yes.
Is that a different heart? Is it not the heart that he's talking about here? What is that feeling?
I didn't understand.
He's talking about the brokenhearted. Meaning the control of the will to receive separates us.
But it's the control over the desire to receive over the desire to bestow. Meaning a person feels that he has a heart and that it's a shattered heart. It's not just a person. Yes? It's those who are coming closer to corrections. And then you're asking,
what is the feeling of faith?
That's something else. The feeling of faith is the feeling of devotion to bestowal, devotion to the Creator.
Which goes together with the broken heart, above it, separately.
To the extent in which the heart is corrected, you can talk about faith. If the heart is broken, there is no faith. Only a tendency towards it, an inclination towards it.
So what does it mean when we say you have to hold on to both the broken state and above it the corrected state?
That the shattered state gives us the posterior of the pertsuf, and above that we need to connect it and use the posterior as the aviut, as the coarseness, and the masach above that, and observe the connection with the Creator there. Next, PT3.
How to increase the sensitivity for my broken heart until I feel I need a doctor for the brokenhearted to correct it?
Start checking your desires to the extent in which they're connected and to the extent that they're not connected, to the extent in which you're in a crisis from not being able to connect all your desires with your friends, to aim them to the Creator. Accordingly, you can examine the shattering.
What does it mean that my desires are not connected?
That they're not connected between them to one direction, to one goal. You have many desires, and from all those, each desire, you want something else.
And how should I unify all my desires?
To one goal, to bestow from yourself, from all your desires, through the friends to the Creator.
What kind of desires are we talking about?
Those that are in the heart.
All my desires have to be aimed at the Creator?
More or less, yes. Eventually, all of them.
And I can do this work on each and every desire that appears to me that's now taking me in some other direction?
Yes, of course. That's why it's taking you to a different direction, to show you that it's not corrected yet.
Toda.
Tov, kadima.
Let's continue.
Excerpt 21, we have no other king but you. It is written, we have no other king but you, for we are powerless to overcome and take upon ourselves your being, our king, and that we will serve you only because of the importance of the king. And we will not do anything for ourselves except that which is beneficial to you. Only you can give us this power, the second nature, which is the desire to bestow.
Read it again.
Again, 21. It is written, we have no other king but you. For we are powerless to overcome and take upon ourselves your being our king, and that we will serve you only because of the importance of the king. And we will not do anything for ourselves except that which is beneficial to you. Only you can give us this power, the second nature, which is the desire to bestow.
There are no questions, so we'll move onwards.
Excerpt number 22. If the Creator does not give him this power to feel that we have a great king, he has no strength to work for the sake of the Creator.
I mean, here it's already something else. He's talking about the reason why, nevertheless, we can't do something in order to bestow. Because we don't feel that that the Creator exists and He's the Great One that covers everything. Yes?
So again, if the Creator does not give him this power to feel that we have a great king, he has no strength to work for the sake of the Creator. For the body claims, what will you get from bestowing upon the Creator? In other words, as long as the will to receive dominates, a person is powerless. Sometimes he doubts the beginning, meaning says that now he sees that he has worked in vain and did not gain anything by his labor. Now he really sees that all his work was to no avail. Therefore, when the Creator helps him and gives him the desire to bestow, and he feels that he has a great king, only the Creator can give this. And this is the meaning of what is written, our Father, our King, we have no other King but you. Namely, only you can make us feel that we have a great King, and it is worthwhile to work for him, to bring him contentment.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
How do we obligate the friends to throw me overboard if I fall asleep inside the ship?
Look, the friends need to be connected. And for them to be greater than you, where they don't want to do this, just that they're in wonderment that why do they have such a big storm along the way? Who of them did not do the correction of connection amongst the friends, the members of the ten? As they're in such a ship that reveals this dangerous storm. And they check each and every one, and they see that they're not punishing anyone. Even when they take Jonah from the belly of the ship and they tell him that you too should pray, you should too participate with us in this. And then he says, it all happened for me, and nothing will help throw me. But they don't want to throw him. They hold on to him until they see that there's no choice. And then they pour him to the sea. That's the actual great story that we can open up here. But that's the behavior of the friends towards Jonah.
What is this action when you obligate the friend to pray, if you can even do it?
Of course they obligate. We committed the moment we entered the ten that each operates for the benefit of others, of all of them. What do you mean? I can't demand from the friend to behave correctly and good towards connection, etc.? Then what's the ten there for?
We have to be connected before that, or even when we don't feel connected, we can do it.
A person that enters the ten commits to work on connection. Otherwise, what's the whole ten for?
PT 24.
PT 24.
You hear?
Yeah, we hear you. Well, the state of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, can spring up even daily for anyone doing inner work, right?
Every day, before noon and afternoon, doesn't matter when.
No, no.
There are no times.
Tbilisi.
So what's next? Tbilisi.
Hello, dear Rav.
I didn't understand. Repeat.
Как мы можем принудить Творца дать нам свою отдачу?
Рак алидей тфила.
Only through prayer. Only pray and that's it. Until one agrees and does. And not according to what we ask, but according to what needs to be. In advance, we need to be ready to receive from the Creator everything He tells us, and to pray to just have it more clear for us of what He wants of us. Next, Gilad.
Yeah, the concept is, topic is prayer, except number 23.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
It follows that the fact that the Creator told him to pray means that He gave him the strength to pray. That is, unless the Creator gives the strength to pray, a person cannot pray. It therefore follows that the fact that a person prays to the Creator to forgive his sins, that too comes from the Creator. For the Creator gives him the strength and desire to pray. It follows that the Creator does everything. In other words, even when a person prays to the Creator to forgive his sins, they implied about this too, that there is none as holy as the Lord, since there is none besides you. To have a power of Kedusha, rather everything comes from the Creator.
That's clear, yes? Everything comes from the Creator, even the desire for the prayer, and even the prayer itself, it all comes from the Creator. But we need to ask and to be ready to receive from Him, and to constantly be in that request. When we are in Ibul, in impregnation, in upper Ima, like an embryo inside his mother's womb, then we are constantly receiving, demanding, and asking. Well, nature does this, but this is how it is, that we demand constantly from the mother and receive from her. When we are born and emerge from her, as if we distance from her, we need to preserve that, even though we have the distance that is revealed, to also be connected to Bina and to try to constantly receive from her. And the distance that will be revealed between us is only going to evoke in us the demand and request to hold on to Bina even more.
Carmiel.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, если полностью все исходит от Творца, тогда в чем же наше усилие? Для чего мы присутствуем вообще?
If everything comes from the Creator, everything goes to the Creator, what are the efforts we have to make? Why do we exist in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
To add our own lack. That's it. And the addition of our lack on our behalf raises this whole spiritual form to the height of 125 degrees. What else are they asking there? I didn't understand. Okay, so let's continue. I don't see more questions. Let's go.
24. Since there is no giving of half a thing from heaven, a person must pray to the Creator to give him complete help. This means that during his prayer, a person sets what is in his heart in order, since prayer is work in the heart. So a person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. And once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of for his own sake, then he should pray to the Creator to help him out, to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. And this is called a complete prayer.
Buenos días, Rav, y gracias. Gracias por la oportunidad de preguntar.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you for the opportunity to ask.
¿Cuál es la... Si el Creador no castiga y todas son correcciones...
If the Creator does not punish and everything is corrections... I'm sorry, it was broken.
¿Y corrección en la espiritualidad?
What is the difference between punishment and correction in spirituality?
Every punishment is also a correction. It all depends on the extent in which a person is in a state that he understands what the Creator is doing with him or not. But it's all in relation with the person. There's no punishments from the Creator. The Creator bestows. If a person is ready for this bestowal, he sees it as good. To the extent in which he's not so ready for it, he sees it as bad. It's all only within a person. From the Creator, never can you see anything bad coming out of. Only good. Tel Aviv 3. Women.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
We can't hear you well. What's going on with your microphone there?
Double call.
We can hear it double.
Okay,
I'm sorry. First fix these technicalities and then ask. Okay.
PT33. I want to ask about it. What is this division where Rabbi says in the beginning a person has to decide by himself that he wants it 100% and only then to ask him about the execution? How does it happen? Is it actually divided in this way so clearly or in each state?
No, so that you will have room for scrutiny, so that you can try to scrutinize the state that you're turning to the Creator with, and then when you are certain that you're addressing and you're doing so from the depth of your heart and you want, and as much as you're not in this, you're asking for addition for the Creator to help you establish your prayer, your address to Him, your appeal, but it has to be as scrutinized as possible.
Can we consider all our actions like studying or talking and organize different activities in the prayer? Can we consider all of those as part of a prayer?
There's something to that, but that's not the actual prayer. Prayer is where you aim what you have in your heart to the Creator and feel it in pain, that you want the Creator to feel your desire to the extent that it hurts you. That's it?
No, Latin 4.
Well, Latin 4.
Latin 4. I am Gavru.
Oh, they're done with? Okay. PT22.
Rav,
if I may propose something?
No. No. We will finish the lesson later.
Ken Gilad.
Yes, Gilad.
Excerpt 25. There are three conditions in prayer. One, believing that he can save him. Although he has the worst conditions of all his contemporaries, still, will the Lord's hand be too short to save him? It is not so, then the landlord cannot save his vessels, God forbid. Two, he no longer has any choice, for he has already done all that he could, but he saw no cure to his plight. Three, if he does not help him, he will be better off dead than alive. Since prayer means lost in the heart, meaning the more one is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. Clearly, one who lacks luxuries is not like one who has been sentenced to death, and only the execution is missing, and he's already tied with iron chains, and he's standing and pleading for his life. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted or even for even a moment from praying for his life.
Okay, they heard. Next.
What? Also in Jonah, there are a few moments where he said, I'm better off dead than alive.
Yes, because he didn't want to subjugate himself to the command of the Creator. That's not yet considered as repentance. He's simply stubborn and doesn't want to observe what is upon him to do.
So it's a state that shows that his resistance is strong.
Just wait what resistance you'll see in all of humanity. And when it starts to be, the general ego begins to be revealed that there is between us all. This is not Jonah, this is... He will reveal horrible things. Yes.
It's interesting that Jonah resisted. He went to the ship. He went to sleep. He did everything he could to resist. But when he came to Nineveh, they accepted him right away. And
because he started to talk normally of what needs to be. He started to talk with a voice, the way that the Creator aimed him. That's what he started, and then they accepted him.
Meaning the world has preparation to receive.
The world is ready. We are not ready. We are willing to observe. We're ready to take on the role of Jonah, but we don't want to. We want to hide in all kinds of works and tasks and whatnot. Anything but to invest in this. And all our main work, other than the personal connection with the Creator, is to do what the Creator wants. He wants for us to bring back all of humanity, the whole general kli, to connection and love. That's the point. Therefore, our role is the role of Jonah the prophet. And that's why we read it specifically on the Day of Atonement, on Yom Kippur. Because we understand seemingly what we need to do.
Rehovot.
In the workshops for prayer, we say, we should. We all talk about what we need to do, what we should do. How can we raise a prayer in a workshop? Is there an exercise for raising a workshop in a prayer in a workshop?
Try to write. Where one person writes and the others speak, and they tell him what to write. What prayer you seemingly are sending to the Creator?
Yes? Another question? How come Jonah didn't fall into pride and stayed in a state of lowliness?
It's not out of pride. Age simply doesn't want. He has an inner resistance to carry out the command of the Creator, even though he hears, just like we. We hear what's being passed to us by the Kabbalists, and we seemingly don't hear. The ear hears, but the heart not.
New York 4.
I don't understand the third condition. On the one hand, I'm better off dead than alive. On the other hand, I'm seemingly praying for my own life.
That's not the state that you're in? What is he saying? If he does not help him, he will be better off dead than alive. That really, what am I alive for if it's not for the attaining of the goal, the purpose of creation? As prayer means the work in the heart.
Oh,
it's interesting that it's written here as the loss.
Yes, because the way according to how lost he is, you know, it's a double meaning between lost and work.
That as lost as he is, that's considered the prayer. And clearly, one who lacks luxuries is not like one who has been sentenced to death and only the execution is missing. And he's already tied with iron chains and he is standing and pleading for his life. He'll certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from praying for his life. So what are you asking?
I'm asking on the one hand, I'm better off dead than alive. I'm willing to die. On the other hand, I should pray for my soul that I am praying for my life.
And you don't have the strength to pray. You need to go through a few more states where, despite the fact that I understand that this is the most important thing in the world, for me to pray to the Creator and for Him to save me, and nevertheless, I have no forces to pray. And even more than that, I even run into all kinds of nonsense and fill my life with them.
PT 31.
Can we get to a request, even a demand from the Creator, when you feel like you're coming empty-handed, as if you didn't even move a finger towards bestowal?
Don't ask me, it's all in your hands. Whatever you decide, do. Okay?
Tov. Kadima, Gilad.
Keta mispar 26. Except number 26. We ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. And this is called do for your sake, meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake.
Ken.
Yes.
Women
PT 27.
According to this excerpt, how can we pray or ask anything without it coming from the will to receive? How can we cross that hurdle?
You can't pray without the will to receive. On the contrary, the greater the will to receive is, and the more it feels itself empty, bitter, broken, then from that we can ask for corrections from the Creator. And it's not that we will have good in the will to receive, but rather in our will to receive, we will be able to join to it and fill it.
Revadim.
Shalom Rav. Moshe Katov Baketa Levakesh.
Where it says to ask. To ask to see the friends in good every time that the bad is revealed.
That too. Everything that's on the way to correction is worthwhile to ask for.
Woman PT 5.
Women PT 5.
Hello. I'm asking about the previous sex that we read. What's the difference in the work? Because you said they have a desire to bestow. What's the difference in the work between when I feel I have a desire to bestow, but the will to receive controls it? I think it's the state of brokenhearted, and the state where I feel I only have the will to receive. Like in the example of the envelope. Is it missing because I don't see I have bestowal, or there's no bestowal in me and I have to work on the gap?
You probably have bestowal, but only a little in order to feel that you don't have bestowal. Okay, where is my Saba, my grandpa? PT18, is that where he is? No, where is he? Did he disappear? I promised to ask him.
No question mark? He's in PT22.
PT22, where's Saba? Where's Grandpa?
Thank you for coming back.
I remember you. Don't think that I... that you can somehow disappear. Yeah.
I wanted to connect it to what you said. It's all corrections. There's a small, great article in Rabash, Volume 3, called Everything is Corrections. Maybe we should read it. It's an exceptional article.
Very well. We'll prepare it and we'll read it. I know it. Very good. So, Gilad...
27, yes? Yes, 27. A person cannot exit the nature that the Creator created, because the Creator created that nature. Therefore, there is no other way but to ask of the Creator to give him a second nature, which is the desire to bestow. Thus, the choice we attribute to man is only in the prayer to ask the Creator to help him and give him that second nature. For this reason, when one wants to repent, he must ask the Creator to help him exit from self-love to love of others. This is why we ask of the Creator and say and pray, bring us back our Father.
Yes, that's what we actually have to ask the Creator, that just as we have emerged out of Him, and through the shatterings and the descents and falls, we came to the state that's called this world, which is completely concealed from the spiritual world and the Creator, and we exist truly within ourselves. That's how we feel this world. So now we ask, raise us, please, to that source which we, to begin with, emerged from, and let us live in the desire to bestow in the most spiritual state possible. We will ask. We deserve it. He wants it. And if we want, we'll receive.
Beseder.
Okay.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Es necesario el dolor de no poder otorgar. Pero yo solo puedo sentir mi propio dolor, no el dolor de mis amigos. ¿Cómo relaciono mi propia carencia a la carencia
de
la
carencia?
I hear what he's saying. I'm waiting for him to finish.
Okay, tell him. We're waiting for the translation.
No, he's not hearing me. Tell him to repeat.
Repeat.
Para orar, es necesario sentir el dolor de no poder otorgar. Pero yo solo siento mi dolor, no de mis amigos.
To pray, you need the pain that you can bestow, but I only feel my pain, and not the friend's pain.
Para que mi oración no sea egoísta.
How can I connect my deficiency with the tens deficiency so the prayer won't remain egoistic?
Ask for that too. For that too, ask. Everything that you see that it's seemingly you're missing, ask for it. The Creator will be happy from your requests. That's it. Okay. Let's go, Gilad.
Excerpt number 28, topic of repentance. The meaning of repentance, what should one reply? Since tshuva also means to reply or to return, means that he received something and must return what he received. The thing is that since man is born with a nature that is the will to receive for his own benefit, when he wants to work only for man's sake, meaning that he wants the Creator to fill his vessels of reception, a person should repent on this, meaning to do everything for the sake of the Creator. In other words, what he receives, he does not want to receive for his own sake, but rather all that he receives is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Since the Creator wants man to receive, as it is written, his desire is to do good to his creations.
Only in order to fill the desire of the Creator's to delight his creatures, he fills the whole world of Insof. He'll do everything because that's what the Creator wants. Questions about that?
אני לא רואה.
I don't see.
אני לא רואה. לא יכול לי.
I don't see. It can't be that PT18 are asking about this. They're already from half an hour ago. They put on their question mark. And also Tbilisi.
ולכן אני לא שואל אותם.
Therefore I'm not asking them.
בעיניי זה סתם נודניקים.
Because in my eyes it's just nudges.
לא לעניין.
It's not to the point. They want to ask what's good for them, what interests them, and not what we're reading now, all of us. It's really an egoistic form. Oh, now they repented. Very well. So, Haifa.
Haifa 1.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. In all these previous excerpts, there are very precise instructions to us to the lower ones. But in this excerpt, there are no instructions to us. We should just enjoy the good who does good. And I want to ask specifically, if I may, but the excerpts where the instructions are very clear. Can I?
Well, quickly.
So my question is, how does it, those instructions, how does it work with penny to penny? It adds up to a great account and everything, anything but leave. And there are also lines in Kabbalah that puts one to sleep.
It doesn't put you to sleep. sit and don't do his best. It means do everything, but do so in a settled manner. Now, we need to constantly see the goal as a goal. Always forward, to constantly be drawn towards it, to constantly collect towards it every day more and more forces and actions, so that they shall be new in your eyes, and so on and so forth. Actually, all these inventions of the Kabbalists throughout the generations, for thousands of years, they're talking in a very correct way, in a very short way, what we need to do. Okay, Gilad.
Excerpt 29. Repentance, tshuva, is returning and bringing things back to their root and source. This implies the sphira of Bina, which is called tshuva, in which the 10 sphirot, called 10 days of repentance, are included. And they are the root and source from which a year cascades down. And the year, each and every year, with all its days, will return and come back to their source and root, to Bina. And because of it, on these 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, one can correct what he had transgressed throughout the year. And the end of the 10 days of repentance, which is the 10th day, is the day that collects and includes all the days of the year with the 9 days of repentance that pertain to it. This is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which is Bina herself with the 9 sefirot of tshuva in her, and which Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that seals and is the source of the whole year, a day of remission and rest, implies. For this reason, prior to standing before the great source, to see the face of the Master, Lord of hosts, each one must correct what he has transgressed during the 10 days of repentance, and if he did not correct, he will nevertheless correct on Yom Kippur, since it seals everything and is the source of all the sources.
No.
Well, let's hear it again.
Again, number 29, by the Holy Shalah. Tshuva, repentance, is returning and bringing things back to their root and source. This implies the sphira of Bina, which is called tshuva, and in which the 10 sphirot, called the 10 days of repentance, are included. And they are the root and source from which a year cascades down. And the year, each and every year, with all its days, will return and come back to their source and root, to Bina. Because of it, on these 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, one can correct what he had transgressed throughout the year. And the end of the 10 days of repentance, which is the 10th day, is the day that collects and includes all the days of the year with the 9 days of repentance that pertain to it. And this is Yom Kippur, which is Bina herself, with the 9 sefirot of tshuva in her, and which Yom Kippur implies, the day that seals and is the source of the whole year, a day of remission and rest. For this reason, prior to standing before the great source, to see the face of the Master, Lord of hosts, each one must correct. And he will nevertheless correct on Yom Kippur, He will correct what he has transgressed during the 10 days of repentance, and if he did not correct, he will nevertheless correct on Yom Kippur, since it seals everything and is the source of all sources.
Meaning, in short, there's a special day every year in which we can think of what we've done and what more can be done in order to correct ourselves according to that which the Creator demands of us, to be in love, to be in connection, to be in mutual bestowal, to be drawn towards our correction of the group and of the whole world. Until the law of love will be revealed in all of reality amongst everyone. Okay? All right, we have only Tel Aviv 3, women, Tel Aviv 3.
Hello, Rav, all the friends. A question from the 10. When we want to turn to the Creator to correct or to ask of Him, to pray to Him, we learn that this plea has to be about asking Him for deficiency and for bestowal. Ask for things that are at a very high degree of scrutiny. The question is there nothing to turn to Him for other, no reason to turn to Him with other requests? Meaning, all the things that people are typically turning to Him with, or we turn to Him out of some, you know, a stressful situation, health problems, etc., not to turn to Him?
No. Because it won't help. The Creator only hears one thing. Requests for correction. And nothing besides that. Because all the other things that he's asking, that you're missing earnings and health and all kinds of relations in the family and at work, doesn't matter what. All that you think that you're missing is sent to you by Him on purpose, so that in place of that you will ask for Him only for connection between everyone.
I want to add that this answer, I feel that it places us on a level of responsibility 100 times more than what I felt a minute and a half ago, because it says that we are the funnel for all the requests to the Creator, for all the people who did not make that scrutiny.
At least start by doing that in place of yourself. Don't be responsible so greatly on everyone.
Thank you.
PT 32.
כן, רב, למדנו יחסית בהתחלה שדיברנו על...
Yeah, we learned in the beginning.
החטא היחידי שלנו...
The only sin, the only correction, is in the context of Yom Kippur, was why aren't we turning to the Creator? How does that sit with transgressions between the person and his friend? Rav, connects to it because to correct that, you also need to turn to the Creator. That's it. Because only the upper force will correct for you between a person and the place, the Creator, and a person and his friend. PT 9.
It's written in number 29 that Yom Kippur is a day for rest and pause from work. What kind of rest is this?
Don't do anything except for the scrutinies we are discussing. That's it. You have 5 types of torments. You cannot eat and drink. You cannot wear leather shoes. You cannot have relations. In short, only to think of one thing. How do I come to such a request to the Creator about the correction that it will truly resemble His plan for correction, and then it will work out so that He will do it in me and through me to the whole world. Because all the corrections are like that. For the good connection from but one person to the rest of the world.
Рафа, вот смысл Йом-Кипура. Мы просим, раскаиваемся.
Rav, the meaning of Yom Kippur, the essence of this day is that we're asking, we're apologizing for what was in the past or about the future. Is it that was written here?
When I ask for everything I've, all that I've sinned in the past year, and from that, I can ask that the Creator would look after me and guarantee somehow that I will not sin next year. PT 4.
Hello, Rav. In the excerpt we just read, 29, there's a certain relation to that everything comes before him, to see before the Lord of hosts, they will correct that which he did in the 10 days of repentance. Well, how can I know what I've transgressed? Some of it I can identify, but...
If you can identify it, then there's nothing to ask for, of course.
Itavan.
Buongiorno Rav. Buongiorno. Pentimento significa confidare nella misericordia del Creatore, ma questo non significa una pretendere che il Creatore faccia quello che voglio io, cioè imporre al Creatore la mia volontà e non fare la sua volontà? Grazie.
The desire of the Creator is for you to do exactly your desire in the correct form. The Creator doesn't have his own deficiencies. His deficiency is for you to understand what should be your correct form and for you to want to come to it and to come to it. Not more than that. The Creator doesn't lack anything.
Focus group.
A
friend in the 10 that is in translation, I was asking if Yom Kippur is the final opportunity for prayer, then why is it in the year, like 10 days after Rosh Hashanah?
This is called the 10 days of repentance, where then we make calculations for the past year, and for these, during those 10 days is the cascading down from Keter, Chochmah Binah and so on, down to Malchut, and then we see, we make a calculation and we ask, everything arranged according to the Sefirot, according to the clock. By the way, if you want to learn astronomy, those of you who love astronomy and such sciences,
calendar, again?
The calendar, was created by Kabbalists a few thousand years ago. It came out of Adam, the first Kabbalist, and to this day there's no deviation even in 1 second in anything. It doesn't matter how many years went by, it's completely accurate because it was done according to the upper Sefirot, all those calculations.
Okay, Rav, but why is it not in the last 10 days of the year, like in the beginning of the year, actually?
Because you're making the calculation for the past year, so it has to be the end of the year. And you have to enter into the first Partsuf of the new year, which is called the 10 days of repentance, right, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement, and then you ask. There are other reasons, but this is enough for the time being. Okay. Let's keep going. Ita 8.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Lei ha detto che noi siamo come Giona, siamo disobbedienti.
You said that we're like Jonah. We
preghiera la voce del Borè che ci parla.
Refuse to do the work. We're lacking. What can we do to hear the voice of the Creator so that we do what we have to do?
To learn. We have to learn how we are coming closer to the correct request so that the entire request will be for the world, for all the people to form bonds of love between them. And in this way to be incorporated in one another and connected to one another.
Sentiremo la voce del creatore dentro di noi, nel cuore aperto.
Will we feel the voice of the Creator inside of us in our open heart?
Of course. Of course.
No, תקרא משהו, Gilad. אני כבר...
Well, read something, Gilad. I can't speak.
So we can move to excerpt number 30, since we're towards the end, maybe a new heading, the Gate of Tears.
Read the Gate of Tears.
So it's excerpt number 32 in that case. When concealment overpowers a person, and he comes to a state where the work becomes tasteless, and he cannot picture or feel any love and fear, and he cannot do anything in Kedusha, his only counsel is to cry to the Creator to have mercy on him and remove the screen from his eyes and heart.
Next.
Excerpt. So we also have the Lagan period number 35. Because then we have like a report. Item 35 from the concluding prayer. O Rabash, it is written, and you desire the repentance of the wicked, and you have no wish for their death. I do not want the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn back from his way and live. This means that when a person does good deeds, meaning wants to achieve dvikut with the Creator, he is shown from above the evil within him, and he reaches the degree of wicked. At that time, a person wants to escape the campaign and says that this work is not for him, since he sees the truth each time, that by nature the will to receive cannot agree that the person will cast it out and take instead the desire to bestow. And who revealed to him this state, that he is wicked? It was the Creator who revealed it to him. The question is, why did the Creator reveal it to him? Is it in order for him to die wicked? But the Creator does not want the death of the wicked. Thus, why did he reveal to him that he is wicked? It is only in order for him to repent. As it is written, that the wicked turn back from his way and live.
Return from the path of the wicked ones. Where is the update?
So we have Niv at info, please. Hello, friends. Just like we announced this morning, tomorrow, Thursday, Israel time, there will not be any daily lesson on broadcast. We will meet again on Friday, on the 17th of September. The recommended lessons for the upcoming day are the two lessons that we studied today. The morning lesson and this lesson, the afternoon lesson from today, these are the two lessons that we're recommending for this coming day. An update for the study material that is recommended with these two lessons will be sent in the upcoming hour to everyone. And, of course, it will be possible to find it also in our Arvut system under the study material button. Thank you. Gilad. So our schedule is this Friday morning at 2:45, preparation for the lesson, and from 3 to 6, the daily Kabbalah lesson.
And at the end of this lesson, I wish everyone a day of prayer, request, a plea to the Creator from the connection of our hearts to for corrections. Let's hope that we'll be able to connect them in such a way that the Creator will be obligated to answer, to penetrate our hearts, our common heart, and then we'll feel that the force of Bina is filling our will to receive. All the best to you. A warm embrace to everyone.
Thank you, Rav.
To survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you, how good to be together with you, how good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. To survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree.